We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tes, which is page 32. The topic of this siman is Eza Begodim Chayovim Betzitzis, the Eza Peturim Mitzitzis. Which types of garments are Chayovim Tzitzis, and which materials of garments are Pater from Tzitzis? And this gets involved in the question of should I wear wool Tzitzis, should I wear cotton Tzitzis? That's what we're going to discuss tonight. So we'll do tonight, Amir Tzashem, just Sif Aleph. We'll see all the Mishnah Berurahs and then some very practical notes that are on the sugya. Ein chayuv betzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. A garment is not chayuv in tzitzis from the Torah unless it is made out of linen or it is made out of sheep wool. Aval bigdei sha'ar minim ein chayuvim betzitzis ela midrabanan. But other materials of garments are only chayuv in tzitzis midrabanan. So there you have the Mechaber Paskins, that only wool or linen garments are chayav midaraisa in tzitzis. Any other material is only chayav midarabanan. So according to the Mechaber, clearly, one would want to have wool tzitzis, because he has daraisa tzitzis, not cotton tzitzis. But says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim dekulu chayav midaraisa. There are those who say that all garments are chayav midaraisa in tzitzis, v'hochi hilchasa. And says the Ramah, that's the halacha. So that's a very simple Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber paskins that only wool or linen garments are chayiv in tzitzis d'oraisa, and the Ramah argues and says that there are those who say that all garments are chayiv d'oraisa, and that is the halacha. So now let's go through the Mishnah Berurah and we'll see some interesting things. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph. So why is it that the Mechaber is paskining that only wool or linen garments are chayiv in tzitzis d'oraisa? So it's actually learned out from this parsha that we read yesterday, Kedetani Debei Rabbi Yishmael, the Alfinan min Negoim, because we learn out from the parsha of Negoim, the part about a kos of tzemer upishtim. There it specifies about a garment that a garment is from tzemer or pishtim, wool or linen. So we learn from there, Av komokom diksiv bei beged hakavana mit tzemer upishtim. So we learn out from Negoim to everywhere else where it says beged or begadim that it has to be wool or linen, and by the parsha of Tzitzis it says bigdeyem. And therefore, it is only wool or linen midaraisa. Rechelim, sivkotan beis. This is the Mechaber said, or tzemer rechelim, which is the wool of a sheep, which is a female sheep. O elim zecharim, or a male ram, also is good. Aval sha'ar kol haminim, but any other type of material, and he gives us a few examples. Kegon tzemer gemalim, like the wool of camels. Venotza shel izim, which is like the feathers of goats. Vashirim and silk, v'tzemer arnovim, and wool of rabbits, I think. V'chein kanabos, v'chol ki agavna, or any other type of material. Einan b'chlal tzemer upishtim. They are not included in these two categories of tzemer upishtim. V'einam chayovim b'tzitzis rak midrabanan. And according to the Mechaber, these materials would only be chayiv in tzitzis midrabanan. V'tzemer rochel bas eiz. Let's say you have a tzemer rochel, you have the wool of a sheep, but this sheep is the offspring of the mating of a sheep and also a goat. So like a mixed marriage. So kosa beis Yosef de tzamra gamken lo choshev tzemer. The beis Yosef paskins that the wool of that animal would not be considered tzemer. V'lohavi elo keshar minim, and it would have a din of other materials that are not wool and are not linen. Umimela hu adin de bochol elu im asa mehen tzitzis, kol echa mehen eno poter elo bimino. This is something that we're going to see a little bit later today and more in detail tomorrow. And this line says, Mimela, if it's not considered wool or linen, so then if you make tzitzis for them, kol echa mehen eno poter elo bimino. If you make tzitzis out of any material we're going to see besides wool or linen, it only patters a garment that is the same material. We're going to see if you have wool strings or linen strings, it can cover any material garment. But if you have cotton strings or polyester strings, it only can patter that same material garment. So that's what he's pointing out over here, that if you have a garment that is not wool or linen and you have tzitzis out of that material, those tzitzis can only patter your garment if it's made out of the same material as a tzitzis. We'll see more details about that again later today and Amir Tzashem tomorrow. Tzemer rechelim o pishton shetrofan bishar minim. If you have wool or linen strings that get mixed together with other types, as linen basa ruba, we go by the majority. So if you have a garment that's made out of a mixture, you go by the majority. Im harov hu mitzemeru pishtim, if the majority of the garment is made out of wool or linen, chayav min haTorah. Then like the Mechaber Paskins, then it will be, if the majority of the garment is wool, then it's considered a wool garment, it will be chayav and tzitzis daraisa. The imlav, and if not, midirabanan. Then again, like the Mechaber Paskins, if a garment is not wool or linen, it's only chayav and tzitzis darabanan. And therefore, if it's a mixture, we go by the majority. If the majority is wool or linen, it's chayav daraisa. If the majority is some other material, then it's chayav only midirabanan. V'dafka im trafan v'tavan v'asa mehen beged. This is dafka if you mix them together and they were spun together, the different materials, and you made a garment mamish with a mixture in the threads of these materials joined together in the threads. Aval im hashesi mitzemer o mipishtim v'ha'erev mishar minim o ipcha. But if you have shesi, means the stitching that goes vertically, and Erev is a stitching that goes horizontally. So if you have your wool and your other material going in two different directions, but they're not actually woven together, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, if the shasi, the going vertically, is wool or linen, and the Erev going the other way is from other materials, or vice versa, ein chayev l'deyazu rak midrabanan. That would only be chayev in tzitzis midrabanan, afilu imrubo mitzemiru pishtim. Even if the majority overall of the garment would be wool or linen, it has to be the majority of the whole garment also going in the other direction. It can't be only going in one direction. Because only going in one direction, either vertically or horizontally, is not considered a beged, and therefore the tzemer, if it's only going one way, that's not considered a beged that's made out of tzemer, even if it is the majority. In such a case where you have the wool going one way, another material going the other way, we'll discuss later on in Simon Sifkaton Yud Gimel what kind of tzitzis you should use with this garment. Fine. One more Mishnah Berurah on the Mechaber. So again, the Mechaber paskin that a wool or linen garment is chayv and tzitzis daraisa. Any other garment is only chayv and tzitzis midrabanan. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Gimel ela midrabanan. After tzarach levarich al mitzvah shehi midrabanan gamkein, even though you still have to make a bracha on tzitzis which are only midrabanan, mikomokom nafkamina le'inyan kamadvarim. However, there is a nafkamina lagabe certain yonim whether the garment will be chayv daraisa derabanan. Lamaisa, in terms of making a bracha, you make a bracha whether you're doing a mitzvah daraisa or a mitzvah derabanan, but there will be nafkaminas. And here he lists a few nafkaminas. Number aleph. The yoser ro'i lasos beged shu yotze bo minat Torah. It's obviously better to do a mitzvah that you're yotze on the Torah level than on the Rabbanan level. And therefore, if you could have a garment made out of wool, which is chayv daraisa, and you have a garment made out of a different material, which is only chayv derabanan, it's better to take a wool garment. That's one mila of having a daraisa with a Rabbanan. That's a better mitzvah. Beis, in this arev lo tzitzis tevuyin lishman b'shelo lishman. Let's say you have some tzitzis that were spun l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis, and it got mixed together with some tzitzis that were not spun l'shem the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ve'ein lo tzitzis acherim, and you have no other tzitzis. O sheyesh lo sofik al habeged emuchaya b'tzitzis. Or you have a garment that you're not sure if it's really four corners. It's a little bit of a sofik. You're not sure if it's chayv and tzitzis. De'imhu midirabonan sveke derabonan lakula. So if you have a garment that you're not sure if it's really four corners, but it's chayv. So if it's only a garment that's chayv in general, derabonan, we'll say sofik derabonan lakula. You don't have to put tzitzis on. But if it's a wool garment, which is chayv daraisa, then if you have a sofik, you'd have to put tzitzis on because sofik daraisa lachumra. In terms of the first sofik that he mentioned here in the bays, he said, if you have some tzitzis that were spun lishma and some that were spun not lishma, so if you have a beged that's only chayv and tzitzis derabanan, you could wear it and you could put on tzitzis. But and even though you're not sure if these tzitzis are really good tzitzis, because the tzitzis that you take, you're not sure if they're the good ones or not the good ones. So if it's only a garment that's chayv derabanan, so it's okay. However, if it's going to be a garment deraisa, then you don't want to wear a garment that's chayv deraisa and put on tzitzis that you're not sure if they're going to be good or not, so you would want to avoid that. And then the last nafkamina he says is in Gimel, imhu yoshev b'tzibur v'nifsak echad mitzitziosav b'chol. If a person is sitting in public and his tzitzis rip and they become not kosher anymore, so de'imhu midrabanan, if the garment he's wearing is only chayv and tzitzis midrabanan, yesh lomar kavod abrios doche derabanan, we say kavod abrios overrides the derabanan, ve'enu mechuyev tekev lisho taliso, and he will not have to rip off the garment in public because it's only derabanan, and kavod abrios overrides the mitzvah derabanan, it's gemara brachos. However, if it would be a garment that's chayv and tzitzis daraisa, And now the tzitzis rip, so now he's wearing a garment that's chayv d'oraisa, he doesn't have tzitzis on, he'll be mechuyev to rip it off, even in public, and embarrass himself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, another nafkamina. V'ayim b'simen yud gimel, v'o nafkaminos harbe, ayim b'prim agadon, there are many other nafkaminas, whether a garment would be chayev and tzitzis d'oraisa or the rabbanon, but that is, those are three or four nafkaminas that the Mishnah Berurah tells us. And now we go to the Mishnah Berurah that discusses the Ramah. The Ramah told us, V'yesh omrim dekulu chayavim midaraisa. Even though the Mechaber paskind only wool or linen garments are chayav d'oraisa, every other material is only chayav d'rabbanan. The Ramah argues and says, all materials are chayav midaraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Dalad, Poskim ki Rava. These others that argue with the Mechaber, they paskin like Rava. What's Rava? Rava's famous Rava, the Gemara Yevamos and Menachos. The Rava Rami. Rava asked a stira between two psukim. Ksiv al tzitzis hakanof. It says that you should put the tzitzis on the corner. Mashma min kanof. So that pasuk is mashma that the strings will be the same material as the corner. That the strings will be the same material as the garment. Pirish, afilu eno shel temer upishtim, even if the garment is not wool or linen, or the tzitzis are not wool or linen, mikomokom yu hatzitzis min habeged. But we see from that pasuk that the tzitzis have to be the same material as the garment. That's what one pasuk is mashma. Viksiv, another pasuk says, lo silba shatnez, temer upishtim yachtov, gedilim tasaloch. So the pasuk says one should not wear shatnez, wool and linen together, and the very next pasuk says that you should make tzitzis. So we learn out from there, mayhem. You should make tzitzis from them, from wool and linen. So the tzitzis, the strings, from here is mashma, should be wool and linen. Kate said, how so? So how do we find for these two psukim, one that's mashma, that the tzitzis should be the same material as the garment, and one that's mashma, that the tzitzis have to be wool or linen? So the Gemara says, Rava says, tzemeru pishtim potrin bein b'minan bein shelo b'minan. If the strings are wool or linen, they can be put on a garment, whether it's the same material as they are or a different material. So if you have wool strings, you can put it on a wool garment or you can put it on a cotton garment. That's fine. But sha'ar minan, if you have strings that are other materials besides wool or linen, then minan potrin, they will patter up a garment that is the same min as they are. Shalo b'minan ein potrin. But any other min, other than what they are, they will not patter it up. Umachriya ramah kedeyazu, and the ramah comes out like this shita. Shekein svirulahu l'rov ha'achronim k'rava. This is how most achronim come out like rava. Lidrosh min kanaf. To make this drasha of min kanaf, which tells us the oraisa, that the tzitzis could be from any material, but only if the garment is the same material. But that's still the oraisa. Ushma mina dekol minei beged chayav min haTorah betzitzis v'yeh mimin habeged. We see from here that any garment, any material garment, could be chayav d'oraisa, but it has to have strings that are the same material. So it comes out according to this Ramah. Again, the Mechaber said only wool or linen garments are chayav and tzitzis d'oraisa. The Ramah says every material is chayav d'oraisa, but if the strings are made out of wool or linen, they could patter up any material. If the strings are made out of any other material, they can only patter up a garment that's the same material as they are. That's what comes out according to the Ramah. And then the Ramah said, V'hachi hilchosa, this is the halacha, that a garment made out of any material will be chayav mida oraisa. Here's the very important Mishnah Berurah, and then we're going to see a few very interesting notes. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Hey, V'yirei shamayim yachmir al atzma, one who fears heaven should be stringent on himself, lochosh ladeya harishona, to be machmir for the mechaber. V'yasa talos shel tzemer, and he should wear a talos, a garment that's made out of wool, kidei sheyischayev betzitzis min haTorah l'kul yalma, in order that according to everyone he should be chayv d'oraisa. If you wear cotton tzitzis, according to the Ramah, you become your mitzvah d'oraisa. According to the Mechaber, you only yotze the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should ideally get wool tzitzis, a wool garment, so he's yotze according to everyone the best way. V'nochon shiyasa bein atalas godol u'bein atalas katan shel tzemer. Therefore, one should have a garment of a talas katan, of his tzitzis, and his regular talas that he wears in shul should all be made out of wool. That's how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. But now we're going to see some very interesting notes. Let's start. If we have more time, we'll go back. But we're going to do first the Iker ones. Note number 4. Now, we've been discussing here that every garment is chayv d'oraisa d'rabbanan. It's not so pashut. Not every garment is chayv and tzitzis, as we're going to see in note number 4. Ule'inyin chiyuv beged b'tzitzis. In terms of what garment is chayv and tzitzis, kosav ha'levush shu'rak beged hanase ba'ariga. It's just a garment that's woven together. V'lochein levush ha'asui me'or eino nikra beged. A garment that's made out of leather, if one has a leather garment that has four corners, it's not chayv in tzitzis, because leather just comes as a piece of leather. It's not woven together, and therefore the Levush says that a leather garment is not chayv in tzitzis. So if someone wants to be, you know, original and go buy a leather garment and make it into tzitzis, so it's not very original. He's not chayv in tzitzis, that garment. Oh, so that we'll get to in a second. Excellent question, Dr. Dreyfus. What? No, there's no mitzvah tzitzis on it. Why would you make a bracha? No mitzvah. No. Absolutely, bracha v'atala. Ulefi dvarav kosov b'shalos neshivas hartzvi, shelevush ha'atzvi mei nylon, mei chaticha achas. If someone has a garment made out of nylon, which is one piece of nylon, velo bariga shalchutim, and it's not woven together with different strings, ein olav shem beged, it does not have a shem beged, ve'ein uchai b'tzitzis. Achein, im ha-beged orug mechute nylon hu chai b'tzitzis. However, if it is woven with different little pieces of nylon, then it is chai b'tzitzis. V'chein das lagona sholmazam an orbach, shem nasa mechutim synthetim, synthetic, yes, bariga shesi v'erev, going in both directions, hu chai b'tzitzis u'mavarachin olav. Meidach, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, shebeged shenitan la'asosa b'lo ariga, a material that could be made without weaving it, af im aso chutim, even if you made it into little strings, you made it into leather, little leather strings, v'argam, and you wove it together, lebeged, ein lazech hashivas ariga, that's not called ariga, v'lachin kosav shebeged shenerag mechute or mechute nylon eino chai betzitzis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein paskins that even if it's woven together, but it's made out of leather, little leather strips or little nylon strips, it's not chai betzitzis. That's Rav Moshe paskins.
There's a problem with those ones that are like undershirts, so I'm like mesh. I mean, according to Rav Moshe, it's almost for sure the yasser. There's some, like, I remember seeing, like, in camp back in the day, there's like, it's almost clear through. There's a lot of holes in it. Mesh.
It's not woven together?
I don't know if it's woven.
Okay, I assume it's.
Woven, it's just mesh.
I don't know.
Oh, it's woven?
Yeah, I assume it is.
Woven very tightly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let's move to note number 5. We said in this last Mishabura, we said that you should make your talus out of wool. Fine. So halovesh talus shel shar minim. One who wears a talus of other materials, not out of wool. Let's say a person has cotton tzitzis. According to everyone, you're not mevatel mitzvah say, because according to the Mechaber, you're chayv and tzitzis the Rabbanon. According to the Ramah, you're chayv and tzitzis the Raisa. So it's not terrible, you weren't mevatel the asay. Shrei af l'sovrim shechiyuvah mid Rabbanon b'lvad, even those who say that garment is only chayv mid Rabbanon, mikomakom mid Raisa, ain't no chayv and tzitzis. So the Raisa, you're not chayv and tzitzis. Umid Rabbanon harehu mekayim mitzvah. But listen what Moshe writes. Kosa b'shalom shivas igras Moshe. Shebechol zos kishem shebeidna derischa manshina al misha eino makayim mitzvah sitzis klal. Now the rule is in general when a person is over a lav, you know, you're not supposed to eat basar b'cholav. You eat basar b'cholav, so you get malchus. You get a punishment. You get an onesh for being over a lav. But if one doesn't do an asay, you don't get a punishment for not doing an asay. But the Gemara says beidna derischa when Hashem is angry, so then he's going to let out his anger on those who are mevatel an asay. So a person who wears a four-corner garment, he doesn't put on tzitzis, so, or he's not Mekayim, the mitzvah, he's supposed to be Mekayim, so then Hashem let out his anger. In a time of anger, he'll let it out on that person as well. So Rav Moshe writes a very strong thing. He says over here, Kishem shebeidna derischa, just like at a time of anger, ma'anishim esmi she'enu Mekayim mitzvahs klal, Hashem will let out his wrath on someone who is not Mekayim, the mitzvah tzitzis at all. Kach ma'anishim esmi she'enu mahadu l'kayim mitzvahs min ha-Torah el medrabanim b'vad. Hashem would also let out his anger on one who's not Mekayim the mitzvah on a Torah level, only on a Derabbanan level. So he's writing in pretty strong terms that there's a very big mila in having wool tzitzis, not cotton tzitzis. Even though cotton tzitzis, according to most poskim and the Ramah paskins, you're yotze daraisa. But the Mechaber says only Derabbanan. Rav Moshe says, still be'idan rischa, a person like that will get Hashem's anger, which we don't want to have.
Chances are you're putting on a talus
please hold. You're saying excellent. We're going to get to what you're saying in a second, but let's just say you're wearing a cotton talus, right? Or you're a bacher, and you're wearing cotton tzitzis. So then that remotion would apply. But you're saying a very good point that we're going to get to right now. So let's go to see Shaya's excellent point in note number 6. In note number 6, this sheds a lot of insight into this whole sugya, because you walk out till now, and you very seriously, like there's no thoughts, like if anyone has, you know, cotton tzitzis, they're gone, you got to get wool tzitzis. But look at note number 6 before you leave the room. The Chazon Ish did not wear wool tzitzis. That's big. The Chazon Ish did not wear tzitzis that were wool. Ukemo shelovash hagra kemuva b'maisa rav. Just like the Gra didn't wear wool tzitzis. Whoa, that's already big guns. The Chazon Ish and the Gra did not wear wool tzitzis. Let's see why not. Ubetam adavar huva b'shem haChazon Ish. And the reason that's brought down the name of the Chazon Ish, Shebir, he explains, Shagra na kein kede lefarsem es hahalacha. He wanted to publicize the halacha. Shebeged mishar minim chayiv b'tzitzis midaraisa. He wanted to announce that the halacha is like the Ramah, that you could be Yotzei, Midel Raisa, other materials as well, and therefore, the Chazon Ish explains that the Gra wore other material tzitzis to show that you're Chayiv Del Raisa, other materials as well. The Kevan Shagra Osakein, Gam Anu Osinkein. The Chazon Ish said, just like the Gra does it, we also do it. That's how the Chazon Ish explained the Gra, and the Chazon Ish wore non-wool tzitzis. Meidach, on the other hand, let's just finish this up. Hagon Rishmul Salant, Beer es tam minog hagra. He explained the reason of the gra differently. Shemikevan shaya mu'uto betalis gadol mitzemer kohayom. Like Shaya said, since the gra was wearing a wool talis the entire day, he was in his talis and tefillin the whole day, so he was wearing a wool talis the whole day. Uba kayim mitzvah d'oraisa shel tzitzis, and through his talis gadol, he was mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis the whole day. Lefikach lavash talis katan mishar minim. Therefore, he wore tzitzis underneath from other materials. Shechiyuvu rak m'derabanan kidei lekayim ba mitzvahs lo sasur. In order to mekayim the mitzvah lo sasur min adavar asher yagidu l'cho yom in a small, that there's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbanon. So even though it's only chayiv mid the rabbanon, according to the mechaber, the Shmuel Salat explained that the Gra wore non-wool tzitzis, since he was already mekayim anyway the mitzvah tzitzis with his talis that he wore all day. He put this on to be mekayim the pasuk lo sasur. But there's one other pshat as well in the next paragraph. V'tam nosaf l'minhagol shel hagra. Another explanation for the minhag of the Gra why he didn't wear wool tzitzis. Kosav agonu chayiv kedievsky. B'shem Siach Eliyahu, Shu Mishum Shelovash Choluk Mipishton Tachas Atalis Koton. His undershirt was made out of linen, so he Bedafka didn't want to wear tzitzis to be made out of wool on top of his garment that was made out of linen. V'lo Ratza Lilbosh Olav Talis Koton Shel Tzemer. He didn't want to have the wool and the linen too close to each other, and that. Why didn't he get a material, a different undershirt? I don't know. But that's how Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains what the Gra did.
Why didn't he get linen
tzitzis? Same
thing. Same kasha.
How do we know what the Gra's wardrobe was?
This is a question you could address Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I don't know. It's the B'shem the Siach Eliyahu. Maybe the Siach Eliyahu is a Talmud of the Gra. Maybe he named his sefer after his Rebbe, Eliyahu. I don't know. But those are the three reasons brought down. But Lamaisa, the fact is that the looks that we see over here is that the Gra did not wear wool tzitzis and the Chazon Ish did not wear wool tzitzis. So that's very, you know, we're not going to scream at anyone that we see wearing non-wool tzitzis. He has pretty big backing.
We don't wear his tallit all day.
Right.
So according to one of the reasons given was because he wore his wool tallis all day, but the other reasons didn't have to do with that.
But at least we yoyse
deraisa
too. We wear
talis. Yeah, correct. Yes.
You were wearing it all day. We yoyse both.
Yeah, I want to read one more very important note here. Note number 7. If we have time, we'll go back to one earlier note. But number 7 is a very important note. The afal pisha mitzar belavishas beged hatzemer machmas achom. Now, this note is going back. It's not going on the Gra and the Chazon Ish. It's going back on the Mishabura. The Mishabura, you remember, came out and said that one should wear a talis gadol and a talis katan all out of wool. That's how it came out very strongly. Biyotzi, everyone, that's what you should do. That's what the Mishabura paskin. So on that, he writes. Again, it's back to Rav Moshe also, who was very machmir before. So even though a person's mitzayir wearing a wool tzitzis, it's very hot. We're getting into the summer months. So it's hot to wear wool tzitzis. So Kosav Rav Moshe. Kosav B'shalom Shavuos Igros Moshe. Shekevan Shilakayim HaMitzvah Odif Beget Semer. Since, as we discussed till now, there's a milo, there's a strong milo to wear wool tzitzis. Yesh La'adifu Afi Motzakayitz. You should have also wool tzitzis in the summer as well. V'chein Kosav B'shalom Shavuos Or Letzion. That's Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. V'kosav Agonu Shom Zaman Orbach. She'af Alpi She'enu Nenem Levisha Zu. Even if a person doesn't get hana from this levisha, because he's boiling hot, he He's hot. It's a summer. He doesn't want to wear wool tzitzis. And he's very hot from it. And therefore, he claims that he's getting no hanah from it. Mikomako mekayim es ha-mitzvah. So one might think it's not mekayim es ha-mitzvah. He's not getting hanah. It's not a proper levisha. So says Rishon Zaman Orbach, he is mekayim the mitzvah, mishum shekiyam ha-mitzvah talui b'levisha. The kiyam the mitzvah is talui in just wearing a garment to regular derech levisha. The af levisha below hanah nechsheves levisha. Even a levisha that you're not getting hanah from because you're very hot, that's considered levisha. And therefore, again, one should wear a wool pair of tzitzis, even if it's in the summer and it's going to be hot. He shouldn't be rationalizing and saying, oh, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah anyway because it's not comfortable for me and I'm too hot. Zakr Shlomo Zalman, that's 100% fine, even if you're not comfortable, as long as you're wearing it the regular way, that is levisha. Fine. And then he just says, Re'ei das, Sagon Rebel Yoshev, Nochayim Kinyeski, the Kovetz of Yisrael, which I didn't have to look up. Now, fine. I want to just go back to, unless someone has a question, I want to go back to one other note from the before. I wanted to make sure we got through these notes. But just one other note. We mentioned that one of the nafkaminas, whether you have a garment that's chayv and tzitzis d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, is if your tzitzis rip, you're in the middle of the shiur, and you have 20 people around, and your tzitzis rip, and it's the only shirt you're wearing, so do you have to rip it off or not? So if it's a garment that's chayv and tzitzis d'oraisa, and now your tzitzis became pasul, so now you're wearing a garment d'oraisa that's chayv and tzitzis, rip it off, even if it's embarrassing. But if it's only chayv and d'rabbanan, we said based on the Gemara and Brachos, that kavod abrios overrides an issa d'rabbanan, you wouldn't have to take off the garment. But if you look at note number three, it's not so pashut. He said that the Mishabura had said, Ayin b'simen yud gimel, which we'll get to, I guess, in a couple of weeks. But the Mishabura brings out, the notes bring it out over here, what the Mishabura says over there, in Sivkatan Tezvav, Hei vidas harbe min achronim, many achronim hold, Sha'af halovesh talas ha-mukhuyevis b'titzis midaraisa. Even if one is wearing a wool garment that's chayv b'titzis daraisa, Eino chayv l'poshta, you don't have to take it off if the titzis rip and you're in a public area. Kevan shebepshita satalas b'tzibur yesh genai godol. Since in that case, if you're in public, it's a huge disgrace. V'docha isedoraisa b'sheiv v'altasa. That would be the genai godol would override the doraisa b'sheiv v'altasa because you're not putting on the garment, you're just not taking it off. So therefore, b'sheiv v'altasa on a doraisa with the genai godol would be overridden. So it's not so pashut that you would have to rip off the garment if it's a doraisa garment. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over there. Omnam af l'deyazu olav l'maher lelech l'beisav lishras atalasham. But even according to that shita, you should excuse yourself and zoom out as quickly as you can to change it. So even though you can override the daraisa b'shev altasa when it's a big ganai, but lamaisa, you know, excuse yourself to go to the bathroom and try to zoom out of there as fast as possible to get it off, because lamaisa, you are wearing a garment daraisa that's chayv and tzitzis without tzitzis on it. Right, so that gets into... That gets into if it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Carmelis, right? That would get into if it's Daraisa, if that would be the additional Daraisa. But we will continue Mitzvah Shem and Siv Beis tomorrow night.